Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We mentioned we're live from the Drive for Dinger Celebrity Golf Tournament. Plenty of celebrities scheduled to be out here, including Vince Neil of Motley Crue, who joins us here at our broadcast site.
Hey. Thanks so much.
It seemed like maybe you didn't have the most enjoyable trip in this morning.
Me?
Yeah. Did you get a flat tire or help out with a flat tire?
Oh, that was recently.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh,
that wasn't today.
I thought it was today.
Oh, the fire guys.
Yeah,
that was like 3 weeks ago.
They hooked you up?
Yeah. Whereas I was with my wife and mother-in-law, and she had a flat tire, and she had the wrong size jack. She had the lug wrench didn't fit the nuts, and I mean, I was going back and forth to the tractor store to get stuff, and fire guys just came over and said, "Hey, man, like, what we got? We got the stuff for you." So
Franklin Fire Department,
man, those guys are great.
Very cool.
Vince Neil, our guest. You're wearing the Vegas hat. You live in Vegas. You're a lifelong Golden Knights fan.
Yeah, lifelong.
What was it like as a Golden Knights fan this year? Because you went to the Stanley Cup Finals games. I mean,
are you
a season ticket holder?
No, because I have too many friends that have suites.
Oh, you're a free season ticket holder. I got you.
We do that, a lot of that.
Yeah, but I also live here, too. I live near Leaper's Fork. And
how many homes do you have?
Just two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was the pinnacle? Like, how many homes did you own at one time?
Really, just two.
Oh, I was
That's
expecting
enough.
Some
We're,
grand
we
number.
Want, we
no,
want some
no,
major,
no.
How about cars?
No, I've read too many of those Nicolas Cage things, and buy four castles and nine boats and two jets, and it's like, it's good. But Vegas,
yeah,
Vegas went crazy. I mean, for the inaugural season, and to win how they won, you know, I mean, they were almost undefeated at home. You know, I mean, it was pretty crazy. And I mean, you see, like out in front of New York, the giant Statue of Liberty had a, you know, wearing a jersey,
yeah,
and a big puck behind the line at MGM, and Caesar's Palace. You know, Julius Caesar had a jersey on. You know, it was crazy. But and the fans were just amazed. You know, and it's have a good future.
Sounds like you took some cautionary tales as a rock and roll star. What was your excess? Seems like everybody that was in the prime when you were in the middle of that era, where Motley Crue was gigantic, had something, and yours wasn't castles, apparently. Was it?
No, I have a castle now.
You do have a castle now. There you go. What was the best part of being a rock star?
Well, I mean,
is the best part? Sorry.
I mean, just going out and playing, you know, and having the fans singing all your songs, and just going out there and playing rock and roll. That's the best part, you know. And the travel is cool, but you know, once you've been somewhere like five times, you know, people go, "Oh, wow, what's Germany like?" Well, you know, been going there since, you know, for 30 years. It's the same as it was 30 years ago.
I would imagine you would have never thought that at one point, as Motley Crue continues to tour, you would have a biker standing next to a lawyer singing the same song.
Oh, yeah.
Which has happened.
Yeah, happening. Yeah, and standing next to a 14-year-old, which is standing next to a 60-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. People with their 2-year-olds or 3-year-olds on their shoulders, you know, and you know, doing the fist pump.
How will the Raiders go over on top of this?
Well, I mean, the Raiders right now, you know, they just broke ground on the stadium, and they have the thing set up for seat holders and stuff, and it's going to be quite a stadium, you know, and people we're ready for the Raiders.
I would imagine if the NHL, with the winning that took place with Vegas this past season, if it went over as like wildfire, like it did.
Yeah.
Imagine if the Raiders win early with Gruden in Vegas, with that team, the offensive nucleus that they have.
Well, they better start out like really big.
That's the expectation now.
They have to. If they don't, it's going to be a big disappointment to a lot of people, a lot of the Vegas sports fans.
You have had your hand in so many different business ventures throughout your life, from different things. I'm trying to think. Arena team at one point, tattoo shops, nightclubs, music. What is something you want to do that you have not done? or a business venture that you have always wanted to dabble in, but you haven't had the chance to yet?
Well, I've kind of done everything that I really like to do, you know, with the tattoo shops and with the restaurants and bars and things like that. You know, I still have a restaurant in Circus. I actually own the sports bar in there. That's a lot of fun. But right now it's weird because I'm doing this thing, this Wall Street stuff, and there's this app called White Shark, and what this does, it tells you when to buy and when to sell, and it comes up on your phone, and you get to play with it for like 2 weeks, and like, I mean, you can make 20-30 grand a day if you just stay at it. It's crazy. It's
kind of
almost foolproof. It's
you kind of set it like I'm willing to take this much. Does it ask you some questions, or is it just?
It just asks you what you want to buy and sell. Like I do a currency. So if the Japanese yen is really strong against the Canadian dollar, it'll come up and say right now's the time to buy. Or right now it's time to sell.
Give us that name again.
Look at Paul. Look at Paul.
White Shark.
White Shark.
What ring are you wearing here? What championship ring is this?
This is
a Lakers ring.
Lakers 2001. Got my initials in it. And
where did you get this?
Real deal?
Well, I used to go to a lot of the games.
Oh, this is heavy.
And Jerry Buss, bless his soul, was a really good friend of mine.
Look at Paul.
Can I take a picture of it?
Yeah. And he gave me that ring because he said I scored more than any other Laker.
Which is true. You won't deny that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Are you really going to play golf today in that watch?
Yeah. It tells time.
No way. You're not going to wear that on the course today.
Of course I am.
He shows up with the Vegas hat. He's got a Lakers championship ring and a diamond watch on. It's amazing.
This ring here is a Scott Dixon championship and won the Indy 500 ring.
Like, is it inappropriate to stare at you? Because, like, to take you in, to get the tattoos all done, you got two sleeves, your legs are pretty much up to the knee. In order for me to get the full effect of the tattoo, to get the watch, to get the ring, I've got to look at you to an uncomfortable degree. Is that part of what
Stop
you're signing
staring.
Up for?
I don't know. I guess it
He's
is.
Used to it.
Before I be a woman, I'm sure. What's your most telling tattoo amongst what I can see there?
The most telling is probably the one on my chest. When my daughter passed away, it's a tattoo for her. That's probably my favorite one.
Do you regret any of them?
No, I actually don't. You know, because everyone was a part of my life. What was going on at the time, and a lot of times you look back on them and you go, oh yeah. You know, but so. Now they're cool. They're all cool to me.
Are you touring until you're dead? Like, is that the idea? You're on tour constantly, like two years at a time, and then you take a year off.
Yeah.
Do you even think about stopping? You're always on the move.
No, because, you know, Motley stopped touring, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? And I've been on tour ever since.
Yeah.
I still have, this year alone, I still have 70 more shows to do. Excuse me. Including back to Europe. Or the big festivals, and so just, you know, I'd love to keep busy. I tried to take a few months off one time, and it was stir crazy.
Yeah,
I was just out of my mind.
How physically taxing is a show?
Well, I mean, you're running and singing for 2 hours. That's physically taxing. You know, it's just so you definitely
Has it gotten harder?
You definitely get your cardio in. No, it actually has kind of gotten easier. You know, my throat's actually stronger than it has ever been. So that takes any worry about it, and then you're running around to the songs. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Vince Neil has been our guest. Awesome to catch up with you here at the Drive for Dinger. Hit them straight today, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. I haven't played in a long time, so we'll see what happens.
That's why I scramble, right?
That's right.